بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ووالاهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين تبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم وقال جل جلاله محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تسبوا أصحابي لعن الله من سب أصحابي وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من سب أحدا من أصحابي فعليه لعنة الله صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Respected علماء اكرام elders and brothers in Islam, we find that in every society there is the outcast. And we find that in every school you will have the dropouts. In every class you will have the failure. But it is the miracle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that from amongst his sahaba, his companions, there isn't a single failure. There isn't a single dropout. There isn't a single underperformer. And this is precisely the message which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tried to impress upon the minds when he said, Ashabi kan nujum. That my sahaba are like the stars in the sky. In a 29th para, under the commentary of the verse, وَلَقَدْ زَيِّنَّ السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحِ That certainly we have adorned the sky with stars. The commentary of Qatada bin Di'ama al-Sadusi, the famous muhaddith and mufassir, he mentions that خَلَقَ اللَّهُ النُّجُومَ لِثَلَاثٍ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the stars for three purposes, for three functions. Zinatan lissama. The first function is that the stars serve as an adornment for the sky. Second function, rujuman lishayateen. The stars serve as a defensive system, a protection for the sky against those devils that try to eavesdrop on the conversation of the malaika in the skies. And the third function, alamatin yuhtada biha fil barri wal bahr. The third function of the stars is that they are a means for a sailor or a traveler to navigate his way towards a destination. So when Allah's Nabi said, Ashabi kan nujum, my sahaba are like stars, just as the stars are an adornment for the sky, likewise the presence of my sahaba on the face of this earth, is an adornment and an embellishment for this earth. And just as the stars serve as a protection for the sky, likewise the presence of sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum on the face of this earth, is a means of protection for this ummah. The riwayat of Muslim Sharif says, وَأَصْحَابِي أَمَنَةٌ لِأُمَّتِي فَإِذَا ذَهَبَ أَصْحَابِي أَتَى أُمَّتِي مَا يُعَدُونَ That my sahaba are a protection for my ummah. And as soon as my sahaba will pass on, you will find the emergence of fitna and fasad and devilish ways. And just as the skies are a means for a sailor or a traveler to navigate his way towards his destination, بِأَيِّهِمْ اِقْتَدَيْتُمْ اِهْتَدَيْتُمْ Follow any one of my sahaba and you will find your way and you will navigate your way towards Jannah. Any person, no matter how pious he may be, no matter how righteous he may be he Hassan al-Basri, or be he Sayyid al-Taifa, Junaid al-Baghdadi, or be he Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, or be he Mu'inuddin al-Chisti, each one of these people epitomes of piety and righteousness. But all of these people, neither individually nor collectively, can even equal one of the sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Ibn Asakir, the riwayat appears that a person, جاء رجل إلى ابن مبارك رحمه الله. A person came to the great scholar Abdullah bin Mubarak and asked him, أَمُعَاوِيَةُ أَفْضَلْ أَمْ عُمَرُ بْنُ عَبْدِ الْعَزِيزِ Tell me, is Muawiyah, the sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is he better or Umar ibn Abd al-Aziz? Now Umar ibn Abd al-Aziz, a common name we hear very often, he himself a mountain of virtue. His virtues are too much to mention, but suffice to say that he is known as Umar al-Thani. That after Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Umar ibn Abd al-Aziz is known as the Umar. So the person asked him, they tell me, is Muawiyah better or Umar ibn Abdul Aziz better? Now this may have seem as a very, very harmless question. But this question was loaded and it was laced with malicious intent. So Abdullah bin Mubarak, being the great scholar that he was, he picked up this person's intention. And he did not hold back in giving the answer. He gave it to him as it is. And he said to him, are you trying to compare Muawiyah, a Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, a Tabi'i, a non-Sahabi? You can't even compare the two. But if we want to know, then not only is Muawiyah better than Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, but لَتُرَابٌ فِي مِنْخَرِي مُعَاوِيَةَ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ خَيْرٌ وَأَفْضَلْ مِنْ عُمَرَ بْنِ عَبْدِ الْعَزِيزِ. Not only is Muawiyah better than Umar bin Abdul Aziz, but the dust that settles in the nose of Muawiyah, wise with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, even that dust is better than Umar bin Abdul Aziz. Any person, no matter what the levels of his spiritual exercises may be, no matter what the levels of his ibadat may be, a person can divorce this world, run into the jungles, or run to some cave, and spend his entire life in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This entire lifetime of dhikr will not equal to one ahad that Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu on the plains of Makkah, put on the burning hot soil of Makkah with boulders upon his chest. The one ahad that he would say would outweigh the lifetime of dhikr of another person. The riwayat of Bukhari Sharif, لَا تَسُبُّوا أَصْحَابِي فَلَوْ أَنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ أَنْفَقَ مِثْلَ أُحُدٍ ذَهَبًا مَا بَلَغَ مُدَّ أَحَدِهِمْ وَلَا نَصِيفًا. Allah's Nabi said, do not speak ill of my Sahaba. Do not sway my Sahaba. For Allah's Qasam, if the entire mountain of Uhud, 7.44 kilometers in length, 3.14 kilometers in breadth, approximately 300 meters high, if this entire mountain range, this entire mess is transformed into gold, and one of you have to give it in charity, not to show off, in utmost sincerity you give it in charity, مَا بَلَغَ مُدَّ أَحَدِهِمْ وَلَا نَصِيفًا. This entire mountain of gold will not even equal to one bucket of weed that my Sahabi gives away in charity. وَلَا نَصِيفًا. Rather, it will not even equal half a bucket of wheat that my Sahabi gives away in charity. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma used to say, لا تسبوا أصحاب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Don't speak ill of the companions of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. لمقام أحدهم مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ساعة خير من عمل أحدكم عمره. That if one of you has to spend his entire life trying to uplift the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, striving for the sake of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this entire lifetime of sacrifice and effort will not even equal 1 second that his sahabi spent on the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, defending Allah's Nabi and defending the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's Nabi was very, very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave his Nabi only the best. When he came to the religion of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. Today I have declared your religion to be perfect. When it came to the book of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala gave him the best book. Allahu nazzala ahsan al hadith. Allah has revealed to you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of words. That Quran that abrogated all the previous books. When it came to the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah gave him the best name. The poet says, وَشَقَّ لَهُ مِنْ إِسْمِهِ لِيُجِلَّهُ فَرَبُّ الْعَرْشِ مَحْمُودٌ وَهَذَا مُحَمَّدُ. That when he came to giving the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah didn't settle for any ordinary name. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Mahmud. Allah is the one who is worthy of praise. And from the very same root letters, Ha, Mim, Dal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave his beloved Nabi the name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he came to the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. O Allah's Nabi, your character is sublime. When it came to the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave his Nabi the best of ummahs. When he came to the city of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah gave him the wonderful city of Madinah Munawwara. Ibn Hajar mentioned in his kitab, Al-Matalib Al-Aliya, that when Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was returning from the battle of Tabuk, and Madinah Munawwara came into view, Allah's Nabi said, إِنَّ هَذِهِ طَيْبًا. This is my city of Medina Munawwara. Askananiha Rabbi Azza wa Jal. My Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chose this city for me to reside in. Tanfil khabatha kama yanfil kiru khabatha al-hadid. So pure is my city. So pure is Medina Munawwara. That it will expel and drive out the evil elements. It will drive out the filthy people. It will remove the scum just as a furnace removes the scum and the filth in metal. So likewise, my dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given Allah's Nabi everything of the best. So when it came to his companions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gave Allah's Nabi only the best. The riwayat of Musnad Ahmad, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ نَذَرَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْعِبَادِ فَوَجَدَ قَلْبَ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ خَيْرَ قُلُوبِ الْعِبَادِ فَاصْطَفَاهُ لِنَفْسِهِ فَابْتَعَثَهُ بِرِسَالَتِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked at the hearts of all of humanity. And he found the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to be the most purest. He found the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to be the best of hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam for himself, made him his habib, and sent him as the last and final messenger. ثم نظر في قلوب العباد بعد قلب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked at the hearts of the ummah of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. فوجد قلوب أصحابي خير قلوب العباد. And Allah found the hearts of the companions of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم to be the best of hearts. فجعلهم وزراء نبيه يقاتلون عن دينه. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the sahaba to be the custodians of the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to defend the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi was Mubarak. Everything that came into contact with Allah's Nabi became Mubarak. Everything that came into contact with Allah's Nabi became Mubarak. A dead piece of land, but when it became the area between the qabr and the minbar of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma bayna qabri wa minbari rawdatun min riyadil jannah, it became a part, a garden from the gardens of Jannat. An ordinary piece of land, but when it became the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one salah performed in there, so blessed, it is multiplied 1,000 times. And according to the narration of Ibn Majah, it is multiplied 50,000 times. An ordinary piece of land, but when it became the resting place of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it became so beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it became so mubarak that it is even more virtuous than the Kaaba itself. If dead pieces of land, when they became affiliated to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then my brothers, those hearts, minds, souls that are pumping with iman, how beloved they will be in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Imam Al-Qarafi rahimahullah, in his monumental work Al-Furuq, he mentions, لَوْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مُعْجِزَ إِلَّا أَصْحَابَهُ لَكَفَوْهُ لِإِثْبَاتِ نُبُوَّتِهِ. That yes, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam performed many, many miracles. Allah's Nabi caused the moon to split. Allah's Nabi caused water to gush from his fingers. Allah's Nabi fed an entire army from a pot of food that is only prepared for a handful of people. Definitely all these miracles happened, and definitely all these miracles indicate to the fact that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was truly Allah's Nabi. But Imam Qarafi rahmatullah says that even if these miracles didn't happen, they never happened, and then one has to gaze at the sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one will be forced to accept and concede that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was truly Allah's Nabi. My dear brothers, if we have to study Quran, we will find that one of the themes of Quran is the praise of the Sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I say this because we find there are many, many verses in the Quran which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly praises the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alim ajma'in. And there are many, many ayat in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala praises the believers in general. And these verses refer directly to the Sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because they were the first of the believers and they were the initial recipients of wahi. والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين تبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. مفسرين mention عجيب that in this ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us two things. Not only is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expressing his joy and pleasure with the two groups of the sahaba, namely the Ansar and the Muhajirin, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that any person after the sahaba, right until the day of Qiyamah, if he wants to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he wants to attain the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the benchmark and the yardstick is the life of the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. Come unto the way of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and you will attain the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is undoubtedly Allah's messenger. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ وَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. And those companions around him, they possess a very, very unique quality. Amongst themselves, they are very, very compassionate, kind. But against the enemies of Allah, against the enemies of deen, they are very, very stern. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum have been described as ruhbanan bil layl wa fursanan bil nahar. That at night you will see them as though they were monks, they were ascetics, as though they would not even hurt a fly. But with the coming of daybreak, they were transformed into the most ferocious and the most fierce of warriors. Tarahum ruk'an sujjada yabtaghuna fadlan min Allah wa ridwana. You see them sometimes in sajda, sometimes in ruku, always seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Simahum fi wujuhihim min athari sujood. The signs of spending long hours in prayer before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is apparent upon their faces. Abu Nu'aym in Hilyatul Awliya mentions the riwayat that صلى علي رضي الله تعالى عنه الغداة ثم لبث في مكان في مجلسه حتى ارتفعت الشمس قيد رمح. That Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, during his reign as Khalifa, he once led the Fajr Salah, and then he remained seated in his place until the time for Ishraq Salah came. And then كأن عليه كآبة. But all this while, he looked perturbed, he looked worried, and then he said to the people, لقد رأيت أثرا من أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فما أرى أحدا يشبههم. That wallahi, I had seen something in the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but unfortunately I do not see it today. Wallahi, in kanu la yusbihu sufran ghubran shu'than. That sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, if you had to see them in the morning, they looked wilted, pale in color, remnants of sand still stuck to their beard, to their forehead, in the hair. Bayna a'yunihim mithlu rukabil mi'za. And between their eyes, you could see something that looked like the chaffed knee of a goat. And what was the reason for this? Why did Sahaba look like this in the morning? قَدْ بَاتُوا يَتْلُونَ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ قَدْ بَاتُوا يَتْلُونَ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ يُرَاوِحُونَ بَيْنَ أَقْدَامِهِمْ وَجِبَاهِمْ. The only reason why they looked wilted in the morning was because they had spent large portions of the night reciting the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes they will be in qiyam for so long, they will become tired, then they will go into sajda. And when they became tired in sajda, they will stand up again. تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدَ يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانَ. You see them sometimes in sajda, sometimes in ruku. سِيمَاهُمْ فِي وُجُوهِ مِنْ أَثَرِ السُّجُودِ. The signs of sajda are clear on their faces. My dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran mentions the Bani Israel a lot. There is no nation of the previous nations who has received as much mention in Quran Sharif as much as the followers of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Bani Israel received. Allah Ta'ala says about them, وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. The Bani Israel, the followers of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they were Allah's chosen people. Allah had given them preference over the other people. But if one has to do a comparison between the Bani Israel, فَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ, and one has to look at the Sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one will realize how great the Sahaba were in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An example of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that in Baytul Maqdis, there is that powerful nation that is residing there. O Musa, now you take your followers, the Bani Israel, فَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ, take them and go and fight these people. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam comes to his people and tells them, Allah has commanded us to go and fight that formidable and powerful nation, what is the response of the Bani Israel? فَذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ فَقَاتِلَا إِنَّا هَاهُنَا قَاعِدُونَ. That, O Musa, you and your Allah go and fight, we are staying put here. Fast forward and come to the time of the Sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A similar incident presents itself to the Sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Battle of Badr, the Kuffar, 1,000 in number, armed to the teeth, in all their pomp and glory, they had come. And the Sahaba, on the other hand, weak, ill-equipped, barely an animal to ride. And now Allah's Nabi asked the Sahaba, Ashiru alayya, O my Sahaba, what is the plan moving forward? So one Sahabi stands up and he says, Ya Rasulallah, ما لا نقول لك كما قال بنو إسرائيل لموسى عليه الصلاة والسلام فاذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا إنا هاهنا قاعدون. O Rasulullah, we will not tell you as the Bani Israel told Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that you and your Lord go and fight, we are sitting here. Rather Allah's Nabi, فَذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ فَقَاتِلَا إِنَّا مَعُكُمَا مُقَاتِلُونَ. O Allah's Nabi, the Bani Israel, فَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلْعَالَمِينَ. What was their statement? And Sahaba, O Allah's Nabi, you go forward and fight, we are right behind you. Another incident. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when the tyranny of Fir'aun has become too much to bear in Misr, in Egypt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that now under the cover of nightfall, you take your followers, the Bani Israel, and now you flee from Egypt. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, complying with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he takes the Bani Israel, and now he flees. They lose their way, and by morning they have arrived at the coast. And when they come to the coast, they turn around and they find that the formidable and huge army of Fir'aun is now approaching. The Bani Israel, فَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ, Allah's chosen people. What was their response at that time? They begin to play the blame game. يَبْنَ عِمْرَانَ مَاذَا أَنْكَرْتَ مِنَّا مَاذَا أَنْكَرْتَ مِنَّا حَتَّى دَبَّرْتَ قَتْلَنَا. O Ibn Imran, O Musa, what did we ever do to you that caused you to hatch this plot against us? هَا هُوَ الْبَحْرُ أَمَامَنَا وَهَا هُوَ الْبَحْرُ وَرَاءَنَا وَلَيْسَ لَنَا إِلَّا الْمَوْتِ. Here is the ocean in front of us, the army of Fir'aun behind us, caught between a rock and a hard place, and there's nothing left for us but death. Quran Sharif says, وَلَمَّا تَرَى الْجَمْعَانِ قَالَ أَصْحَابُ مُوسَى إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ. That when they saw the army of Fir'aun, the people of Musa alayhi salam said, we are goners, we had it. Fast forward and come to the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and a similar incident presents itself before the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. The battle of Ahzab, where 10,000 kuffar marched against Medina Munawwara with one intention, to raise Medina Munawwara to the ground and put an end to Islam. It was a very, very trying time for Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. إِزَاغَتِ الْأَبْصَارُ وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرِ. Quran Sharif says, the eyes grew wild and the hearts had reached the throats. But at that time, the Sahaba, what was their response? The Bani Israel, فَضَّلْنَاهُمْ الْعَالَمِينَ. They began to play the blame game. But what is the response of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum? وَلَمَّا رَأَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْأَحْزَابِ قَالُوا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And when the Sahaba saw the Confederates, they saw this huge army approaching, they said, this is exactly what Allah and His Rasul had promised us, that if you accept Iman, you will see difficult times. وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And Allah and His Nabi were true. وَمَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا إِيمَانٌ وَتَسْلِيمًا. And this only increased the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum in their faith and their submission. My dear brothers, the message is very, very clear. To cut a long story short, your iman, your belief in La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, can never be complete until you do not have the highest amount of respect and love for the Sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi says, he says, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ رَجُلًا يَذْكُرُ أَصْحَابَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِسُوءٍ فَاتَّهِمُوا عَلَى الْإِسْلَامِ. If you see any person speaking ill of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then doubt the Islam of that person. There are serious question marks about the iman of that person. Allah's Nabi said, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى أَكُونَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ وَالِدِهِ وَوَلَدِهِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. None of you has true iman until I become the most beloved person between. لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى يَكُونَ هَوَاهُ تَبَعًا لِمَا جِئْتُ بِهِ. None of you has complete iman until he does not love what I love and he does not hate what I hate. What is love for Allah's Nabi? What did Allah's Nabi love and what did Allah's Nabi hate? Allah, Allah fi ashabi. Fear Allah regarding my sahaba. لا تتخذوهم هربا من بعدي. Do not take them, do not make them a target for your abuse after I have gone. فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم. To love sahaba is to love me. ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم. And to hate sahaba is tantamount to hating me. ومن آذاهم فقد آذاني. And whoever harms my sahabi in any way, he has in fact harmed Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَنْ آذَانِي فَقَدْ آذَى اللَّهِ. And that person who harms me, he has harmed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ آذَى اللَّهِ فَيُوشِكُ أَيَّأْخُذَهُ. And that person who harms Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is only a matter of time before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala smashes that person. My dear brothers, Allah Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was rahmatul lil alameen. Allah had sent him as a mercy unto the worlds. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. When he came to the battle of Uhud and Allah's Nabi is injured, blood is streaming down his face, what is the dua on Allah's Nabi's lips? Allahumma ihdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Oh Allah, guide my people, they do not know what they are doing. The sahaba approach Allah's Nabi. Ya Rasulullah, udu'a ala al-mushrikeen. Oh Allah, curse these mushrikeen, they are tormenting us, they are harming us. Allah's Nabi says, inni lam rath la'anan wa innama bu'ithu rahmatan. I have not been sent to this world to curse. I've been sent as rahmatul lil'alameen. Allah's Nabi was prepared. Physical harm that came to him and came to his sahaba, he was able and prepared to tolerate that. He was prepared to tolerate, he was able, prepared to stomach that. But when it came to the dignity, integrity, and the honor of Allah, of the sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's Nabi didn't pull any punches. He didn't mince his words. What did he say? لا تسبوا أصحابي لا تسبوا أصحابي لعن الله من سب أصحابي. Do not swear my sahaba. Allah's curse upon that person who swears my sahaba. Man sab ahadam min ashabi, fa alayhi la'natullah. That person will swear even one of my sahaba. May Allah's curse be upon that person. My dear brothers, my time has run out. I leave you with the great words of the great man, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The great words of the great man, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, man kana mustannan, fal yastanna bi man qad mat. If any one of you is looking for a role model, he's looking to emulate the ways of somebody else, then he should follow the ways of those who have passed on already. فَإِنَّ الْحَيِّ لَا تُؤْمِنَ عَلَيْهِ الْفِتْنَةِ. Because a living person, no matter how pious he may be now, we do not know what the future holds for him. And then Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, that if you have not understood what I am referring to, if you haven't caught my drift, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. I'm referring to the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كانوا أفضل هذه الأمة. They were the best part of this ummah. أبغها قلوبا. They had the most pious hearts. وأعمقها علما. And they had the most deep, had the deepest knowledge of deen. وأعمقها علما. وأقلها تكلفا. And they were people who had the least amount of unnecessary formalities in matters of deen. اختارهم الله لصحبة نبيه والإقامة دينه. And it was not only a matter of coincidence, or not merely the good luck that he happened to be living in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rather, Allah had picked them. Allah had selected them to help and aid Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam in fulfilling the mission of his life. فَعَرِفُوا لَهُمْ فَضْلَهُمْ. Pay homage to the Sahaba. Salute the Sahaba. Recognize the status of Sahaba. وَاتَّبِعُوهُمْ فِي أَثَرِهِمْ. And follow in the footsteps of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. فَإِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا عَلَىٰ هَدْوًا مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Certainly they were upon clear guidance. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma inna nushhiduka wa nushhidu hamalata arshik wa nushhidu jami'a khalqik. Allah, we make you witness. We make those malaika that bear your throne witness. We make all your creation witness. بِأَنَّنَا نُحِبُّكَ وَنُحِبُّ رَسُولَكَ وَنُحِبُّ أَصْحَابَ رَسُولِكَ. That, oh Allah, we dearly love you. And we dearly love your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we dearly love the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ahyina ala hadihim. Oh Allah ta'ala, give us life upon the lives, like the lives of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. وَتَوَفَّنَا عَلَى مِلَّتِهِمْ. And oh Allah, give us death upon the creed of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. وَحْشُرْنَا فِي زُمْرَتِهِمْ. And oh Allah, tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, resurrect us and raise us amongst the group of Sahaba. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ